Welcome to the Diamonds and Pearls podcast for the woman who's creating her own path to freedom, walking in her sovereignty and creating an impact using her intuitive gifts. We will chat divine feminine energy, aligning with your purpose, and connecting with women who are here to serve as a leader and create an impact in the collective consciousness. My name is Jessica Shugart, and I'll be your host, and I'm so happy to have you part of this sisterhood, this collective, where we can rise up together. So if you're ready, let's dive right in. What's up, beautiful ladies? I'm so excited to share this new episode today with you. I have a dear friend, Michelle Swist. She is a intuitive healer. She loves to help. She helps spiritually open-minded individuals on their wellness journey as an intuitive energy practitioner, teacher, and spiritual mentor. Michelle and I actually know each other. We live close to each other in California. I just love her energy and her heart. You guys are going to love her. We had such a great conversation, and she was really open about sharing her journey, you know, with us, and in a real raw and open way as far as like energy management, just showing up as a leader, and her journey with learning how to really tune into her gifts, her intuitive gifts, her relationship with crystals, and so much good stuff, you guys. You're going to love it. So thank you, Michelle, for, you know, taking your time to be with us and share with us about your medical condition as well, and how she's really been moving through that using her energy tools and practices. So I'm just honor her and her journey and her beautiful spirit. So you guys are going to love the episode. Before we dive in, I just want to share a couple announcements with you. I have a new membership, guys. I'm so excited to share with you. It's called One Rise Collective. And this is a membership that I've created where we can kind of take Diamonds and Pearls to the next level. So if you've been following and listening for a while, I love creating these episodes. And this is just a way of me being able to be supported in as I create this content for you guys. So there are different levels of memberships that you can be part of. It's almost the first membership is a tier Diamonds and Pearls fan club, or we can kind of just connect afterwards. You guys can help me with creating content. Ask live Q&A questions with me as well, that we can kind of dive deeper into different topics that we discuss. And yeah, just so much goodness in there. So stay tuned for that. This is going to be launching very shortly. And there, like I said, there's different tiers. I also have a membership where you'll get monthly content from me. And also another tier up would be masterclasses and other bonus content with me. So I cannot wait to, you know, share with you girls. You're going to love it. And so much opportunity for us to connect, collaborate, and just kind of grow as a collective. And that is my desire, is to just inspire you to keep giving you tools and knowledge to kind of empower you as a leader in your space, wherever you are. So, all right, girls, let's dive into today's episode. I hope you love it. If you love this episode, make sure to screenshot, tag me over on Instagram at Jessica Shugart. This helps me to get my message out, to connect with other amazing like-minded women, and just connect with you. So I hope you guys love this episode. Enjoy. All right, ladies, we have a special guest today. I'm so excited to share with you, Michelle Twist. She's actually attuned me in Reiki. Reiki level 1 and 2. And we actually live in California together. We have so much in common, and I'm so excited to have her. Michelle, welcome to the Diamonds and Pearls podcast.
Thank you so much, Jessica. It's an honor to be here today with you, and so good to see you.
Yay. So excited. We're going to have such a good conversation. We already were kind of diving in before we started, and I'm like, let's just hit record because we have so much to talk about. So Michelle, if you can just introduce yourself a little bit and share, you know, who you are, what you do, to the audience so they can get to know you a little bit better.
Yes. Hello, everyone. My name is Michelle Swist, and, I'm the founder of Divine Discovery and Development, and I love to help spiritually open-minded individuals on their wellness and spiritual journey. I am a certified Yasui and Kurano Ki Reiki master and practitioner. I'm a crystal reader, and I just love everything that makes up all of us, that we are all connected, we are all one. And I just, my journey is continuously just learning whatever I can, and then sharing and guiding.
And you do that so good. I love, you guys have to follow her over on Instagram. Michelle has been putting out some really great content regarding like getting into your gifts and like being an empath. And we're going to dive a little bit into that as well. And Reiki, of course, like this is what brought us together, right? Is the energy work. And just a little backstory. When I met Michelle, we met at a networking group. So I was just drawn to her energy and just loved her heart. And we just became friends. And that's how I got attuned with her. So thank you for being here. So if we can just start with maybe, how did you get into energy work? Like, what was the thing that, I know you have a beautiful story about your experience with it. How did you get started?
I grew up not really even knowing anything about energy work. And it wasn't until I started going to yoga and really loving the fact that yoga for me was and is still my moving meditation. And I was at a point, it was in 2012, I was at a point where stay-at-home mom, kind of not even knowing who Michelle was at that time. I was just mom, wife, taking care of everybody. And I was then diagnosed with a health disorder. It's called trigeminal neuralgia. And what it is bouts of excruciating, stabbing electrical shocks to my face. And they don't happen just once, they happen in series, and they only last, the longest is about 30 seconds, but it's complete hell. And after being diagnosed with that and being put on all kinds of medication and trying to function as a mom, taking care of kids, driving them to school, doing homework, doing sports, being on all this medication and groggy, I had to find other ways, and I wanted to find other ways to where maybe I didn't have to take as much medication, but I wanted to find ways that I could help ease the stress, because stress is a huge trigger. Trigeminal neuralgia is triggered by wind. So if a wind touched my cheek, it could send a shock. When I eat and chew, I smile, brushing your teeth, washing your face, just any form of touch or movement in your face area could cause the shock. And one of the things that really triggered it was stress. So yoga really helped. That was a huge part of my regimen, my routine. But this is when things started to really open and get pretty incredible. So I started to really explore crystals for their healing properties, which then holding, touching, meditating with crystals, I realized I could feel the vibrations in them. And then also there was a time of meditation where I realized I was clairaudient. So my gifts started to open. So certain gifts started to open for me. When that happened, I really wanted to start exploring, like, okay, what is this? What are these vibrations from the crystals? What do they do? How can I use them to help keep me at ease, feeling peace with the clairaudience? Okay, what is this? I'm hearing this voice inside of me, and it's my voice. It's not some strange voice. But what is this? So let me go and really explore this. So I started exploring my clairsenses through psychic workshops and really getting in tune with myself. And it was at a yoga class for me that I was at that was my happy place. I just love being there because of my moving meditation. I could just go within, and I was just in this beautiful space. So while I was laying in Savasana, I would send love to everybody in the yoga studio. Like, oh, I send you love, Joni. Oh, I send you love, Deb. Oh, Marcy, I'm sending you love. And I'm saying this within while I'm just laying there, just sending it to everybody. So I mentioned that to my yoga instructor after. And she says, Michelle, have you ever thought of being a Reiki practitioner? I said, no, I have no idea what that is. She said, well, you want to send love to people, so look into Reiki, because just you know that when you dive into Reiki, Reiki is us being a conduit, a vessel, a channel for unconditional loving energy to flow from source, creator, God, through us as a channel to others. So it all just kind of came together in such a beautiful way. So that's when I dove into Reiki and energy work, and I took an intuitive development program with my Reiki master, where I got to really work with my gifts and learn the gifts that started to open for me, and how to manage them in a sense, because, you know, sometimes people are afraid when, oh my gosh, I'm hearing something. Well, yeah, what is that? That's spirit speaking to me, you know? So it's like, you have to kind of learn to work with it. I have had to really learn even more recently, as being an empath, how to, I don't want to say shut it down, but turn it off while I sleep, because I could be disrupted throughout the night quite a bit if I don't set the intention that, okay, I'm closing this off while I get my rest, my much needed rest. But if you do have messages or downloads for me, let me know in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my gosh. Wow. I just love this so much. I love hearing your story. I think it's so powerful that women can really hear, you know, that they're able to really heal themselves. And I can relate with you as far as like the health issues. I can imagine what that was like, Michelle, going through that. And I think finding a modality that would really help you heal in a way that would feel natural, that would feel good to you and your body, versus like doing all the drugs and doing all the medications. I know for me, I had some nerve issues in my lower back. And I remember them giving me a lot of medications for it. And I hated taking it. I was like, oh, I hate taking this stuff. It makes me feel so, like, you know, just smoggy and just not clear. And like, you're not in your body. So I can imagine, how long were you like taking the medications and stuff for?
I still take one form of medication, but I'm prescribed to take it 3 times a day. I take it once a day. So that's a huge, huge jump. But I was actually taking 2 different kinds of medications to begin with. When they first diagnosed me with trigeminal neuralgia, they usually prescribe you a gabapentin. And that is an anti-seizure medicine. So it helps to block that nerve. The gabapentin, the trileptal, I was on that. They're very harsh. They're very strong. I ended up going to one other drug that seemed to work, because what happens is that you take the medication and it works for so many months, but then your body adjusts and gets used to it. So then it stops working. Wow. And you have to switch medications. Mm-hmm. So I was constantly in this fear mode, that fight or flight, because I knew how painful it was. So living with that fear, like, when is it going to hit? Oh my goodness. It was really, really rough. And one of the things, Jessica, that was super, super scary, when you were diagnosed with something, I mean, typically our first thought is to go to Google and research. Don't go to Google and research. Just don't. I did. they label trigeminal neuralgia the suicide disease. They label it that because it's so extremely painful that people want to take their lives. Wow. I was really afraid. Excuse me.
Moving some energy.
I was really afraid. Yeah. I was. Exactly. I was really worried at the fact that I was a mother of two young kids and this is what they're labeling it. I'm not going to do that. I have no desire to take my life. I want to be here, watch them grow and just love life. Right. So I was really stuck on that label, and working with my life coach, she helped me because she said, that is just a label. It doesn't mean that that's how you identify with it. You do not have to view it as that. And it's a diagnosis. I don't ever say I have, because I don't. I was diagnosed. Mm-hmm. So I was on the hardcore stuff for a couple years, in and out of different ones. And then one particular medication worked really well to 2 years free of no pain. But the cost of the medication was going to go up to $900 a month for me to take it once a day. I can't afford that. And I was really upset because I was really seeing like, oh my goodness, something that gives me quality of life to function, but yet I can't afford it. So what do I do? Mm-hmm. I worked with my doctor to wean off of that to where I'm just on the one, which is an anti-spasm. So it helps to keep the spasms from happening. But I'm hoping eventually I'll be able to get off all of that because of just being able to be in the space of living in love and not in fear.
Mm.
And being able to use the tools that I've learned over this journey of self-care. It's seriously, Jessica, it's really all about self-care. Taking the time to meditate, taking the time to go within, taking the time to move my body in ways that feel good, taking the time to, whether it's take a salt bath with some oils and some crystals and just relaxing and just being able to release what no longer serves and just enjoy being able to be in nature and hike or just walk for that matter. So doing those forms of self-care on a daily, I notice if I schedule myself a little too much with work and what have you, that and I'm not able to give myself the self-care that I need, my body tells me. So it's all about being in tune. And I think that's one thing that has been so awesome on this journey, because when you start really exploring the gifts that you have, you do become more in tune in your body and what your body needs and what it's telling you.
So beautiful. And I think that's a great reminder, you know, that it's to not take for granted, right? These opportunities that we have to take care of ourselves, to rest. And it's important because sometimes we think it's not a big deal, right? And it's like, oh, you know, I'll just do it tomorrow, or like, you know, not meditate or make that time for ourselves, when it's like, it really does have an effect, right? On our overall well-being, our whole, just how we show up, how we feel, especially as being a mom, you know, I can relate. We tend to give and give and give, right? And we don't make that time for ourselves. And I love how you've created that beautiful self-awareness for yourself, you know, in this process, because that's really what it is. It's about checking in with yourself, right? And then seeing, what is it I need today? How am I feeling? Like, am I just pushing myself too much? And we start creating the stress in our body, right? And that's, I know I can relate for myself with my vocal nodules and, you know, they wanted me to get surgery. And I knew that there was something wrong. Like, I knew deep within, right, that if I really made that time for myself to just be quiet and just to be still, right? So that's a beautiful thing with Reiki, is that we are able to kind of be still, right? We're able to receive. Like, when you were in that state before, were you, when you first started doing Reiki, I'm just curious, were you, like on the go all the time, or were you just like, because I know it's, I feel like we are always constantly moving, and it creates a stress in our bodies and just like all this stuff that we don't really want to deal with, right? We just kind of push everything to the side.
Yes, I feel like since my kids were born, my husband, he traveled a lot. So I was always like the go-to throughout the, for most of their really young life. And that switched to where my husband changed jobs and then he was home more often. But I just feel there's always, with two kids and playing sports in school, it's just, it's crazy. So I felt like, yeah, I was on the go, and Reiki and energy work has really helped me to, we always talk about being in the moment, living in the now. And it's so hard to live in the now. But I feel like when you have a chronic pain that you're dealing with, I would start to live not day by day, it's moment by moment. Because when I'd have a moment that was pain-free, I was just like, I was so grateful. So that gratitude, having that gratitude started to kick in. So as I had more moments of no pain, I was just more grateful and more grateful. And so that just kept expanding, and that's so beautiful. And so then I could take every moment and really appreciate it for what it is. And there's times when I get really wrapped up and super, super productive. I don't want to say busy, because busy is a lower vibrational word. So super productive. When I feel myself like that, that's when I have to really be mindful and say, you, I gotta just sit back. And it's not even, oh, let me go take some time to meditate. No, it means stop what I'm doing and breathe. Doing 3 rounds of breathing in deep through your nose and releasing it through your mouth can shift everything in that moment, and can just release, and just, that is a form of self-care. That is exactly what you can do if you don't have time to go get in a bath, or if you don't have time to walk, even if you can just go stand in the grass, that shifts too.
Oh my gosh. There's so much power in that. Absolutely. Being in the moment. I think we forget that just those little things that we do every day make an influence on how we shift our, how we feel in our bodies. You know, I know for me, sometimes it's like the triggers or things that come up. It's like, okay, let me just get still and think, why is this bothering me? Or like really getting into our bodies versus like in our minds and what's, you know, what we're thinking, what we're feeling, right? So I love that. I love that you take these little moments to kind of remember and check in with yourself. It's a beautiful reminder.
You know, I wanted to share something if I could, about just recently when I wasn't able to take the time and get into my body, because just because we may be intuitive energy workers and our practitioners and teachers, doesn't mean that we don't go through stuff, right? Because so many people feel like, well, how do you stay so positive? Or if they see you kind of getting upset, they're like, oh, I thought you were an energy practitioner. It doesn't mean that I don't have stuff that goes on, right?
But you're perfect. So, yeah, that you don't have your own stuff that goes on in your life.
So just recently, not last week, the week before, I am an empath, and my form of the type of empath I am, I'm a couple different types, but one of the ones is a physical empath. So besides emotional empath and physical empath, meaning I can feel in my body somebody else's pain or happiness, excitement, anxiety. So what happens is if I'm out and about and somebody's having a panic attack or anxious, I can pick up on that. So I have to be very careful with finding out, is this my energy? Is this coming from me, or is this coming from someone else? Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks ago, my mother had heart surgery, and I was feeling it in my heart the entire time. And so I would sleep and have chest pain and I would wake up and I'm just like, oh my goodness. And I know it's not her. So I was working, doing my, you know, doing things that help me personally release that, those feelings. But I think because it was so many days and it was very emotional, and because I was feeling it emotionally and physically from her, but then me being her daughter, it's my mom having heart surgery in the hospital, then when she comes out, then caring for her, it was a lot. So I'm just like, woo! Last week then too, with the eclipse and all the retrograde, I'm telling you, Jessica, I need a vacation. So I just want people to know that we have tools and we can use them, but sometimes we still need to take a complete break.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just thankful I know I have tools that I can use, but I just want to be completely, totally transparent and honest. Like, there's times when I have all my tools and still I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad that you said that, because it is so true. We're human beings having a human experience, and you know, we're not robots, right? Like, there's just no way that we could just go do and do everything like so, like, mundane. It just doesn't feel right. Right. I don't think we were created that way. And this is something I always share too, because what we need today is different than what we need the next day. Right. So what we're experiencing. So it's okay to just have that compassion on yourself. Like, it's okay. Like, we make mistakes, we go through things in life, and like, we don't have to be so hard on ourselves. And I think if you're on the spiritual path, a lot of times we tend to be like that. We tend to be like, oh, well, I got to do this and I have to do that. And then I'm not going to like receive, or I'm not going to be a good coach or mentor or whatever. And it's like, no, you're okay. Just how you are. We don't need to be fixed. We're not broken. You know, we are just perfect as we are. So love that you shared that. And I think it's a beautiful example. Same thing, right? With, especially in the healing journey, we get to fix ourselves. Like, you know, I need to fix this or whatever it is. And it's like, no, I mean, God made you just perfect. We just have all these different things that come up in our life, and we just acknowledging them and seeing, oh, okay, like, is the key. It's not like judging who you are, but just seeing like the things that come up for you, right?
Yes, I love that. That's beautiful right there. Just being able to see it, It's one of the things that I've learned in a program that I took, and it's being able to observe and not react. You don't have to have a reaction. You can just observe what's going on. You take it in, because that's really allowing, even if it's dealing with somebody else, like somebody else is having this conversation with you and it's their opinion and their thought, whether you agree or disagree, whatever, you don't have to. You can just sit there and really listen to what they're saying, because it's their perspective and they have a right to their perspective, but you don't have to judge it. And it's very difficult to do. It's so interesting, because when you work on things, like especially like shadow work stuff, when you start working on those things, these things come up for you. It's like the universe is just like, oh yeah, you're working with this here. Let me hand it to you. And now you could really work on it. Have you noticed that, Jessica?
Oh my gosh, all the time. It's like I deal with my daughter and my husband. Like, it's so funny, because it's like, I'll be put in these situations and I'm like, I don't want to have this conversation. Like, I really just don't want to have it. And the universe is like, sit down, shush, and just listen. And I'm like, everything in my body's like, I just want to get up and walk away. But it's like, you know, like your capacity, you know, like what you can handle. And there's some days where you just can't be in that conversation. And then there's some days where you're just like, it's okay for you to just be human. And like you said, you don't have to agree. Like, you can just listen to their perspective and just say, I see you. I see you. Like, you have your view. I have mine. And I respect you and honor you as a person. Like, that's just, but we don't have to agree.
Sending you love.
Yeah. Right. What is something that you've learned in your energy practice that you can share with new practitioners? I love this question. That may encourage them on their journey? Because I know coming on into the Reiki work, energy work, there's a lot of little lessons that we can learn as a practitioner, like how we can just grow, how we can gain confidence. So what is something that maybe you would share for someone that's starting off new in their practice?
I would say this is the biggest, most important thing. And when you're first starting out, and even when you've been doing it for a while, it's the hardest. It's having no expectations. Mm. When you go into a Reiki session, because you are the conduit and everything is flowing through, you need to make sure, in order to keep your confidence where it should be, is having no expectations. Because if you start wondering where the session's going to take you, or what that person's wanting to work on, and hoping that, oh, I hope this is going to work to help that, you can't do that. Because what's going to happen is Source and the universal life force energy is going to flow wherever that person needs it to go, based on them, not on if they and their expectation too, because the client has to go in with no expectations, because their bodies need to be able to have that time to heal naturally, and with the ability that their body has through Source energy working through you. So I would say having no expectations, and just mentioning that to your client, just going in, you know, open-minded, open in allowing and receiving the energy flowing to them for their best and highest good.
That's such great advice. I think that's really powerful to remember that. And it's not about us. It's about really allowing spirit to lead, life force energy to lead, and go for that client where it needs to go. So we always want to, like, this goes back to the fixing thing, right? We can't fix people, right? They need, but right.
Correct. Yeah. So it's just being that pure, perfect, clear, and open vessel.
Beautiful. This is a good one, because I love how your connection with crystals. So can you share a little bit about, I know you mentioned, like, this is how you kind of got started into your practice, into your gifts, is with your crystals. I love always hearing you share about your connection with certain crystals and how you've kind of learned something through them. Can you share a little bit of your journey with that?
Yes.
What are your favorite crystals too? What are your favorite
ones? Okay. I actually pulled them out too, so I could share them. So a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, she had gifted me a selenite heart, and it's a beautiful polished crystal, and it's a really large heart, and I just thought it was so beautiful, and I would just have it on my nightstand because I thought it was just like to look at. Had no idea it did anything until one day I was meditating, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to hold it while I meditate and let me see how this goes. Well, I was floored because all of a sudden I felt it vibrating in my hand, and I was like, what the heck? And I text my friend, hey, do crystals like vibrate? And she's like, oh, you can feel its energy. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that's what I'm feeling. So then I started to research and see, like, okay, selenite, what are the properties of selenite? And selenite is really cool because it brings peace and harmony. So it's one of my favorite go-tos. It's also a stone of mental clarity. And it actually can help cleanse and clear other stones. So if you have your crystals, you can just set it near the selenite and they will cleanse and clear from the selenite. And it helps to clear the environment and remove negativity. With this particular selenite crystal, I then had asked my husband, oh my God. Well, first of all, I told him how excited I was because the crystal was vibrating in my hand. So I'm all, oh my gosh, you have to hold it. You have to hold it. So he held it and I'm like, can you feel it? He's like, no, I feel nothing. So he's expecting it to vibrate as if the phone vibrates. That's not the vibration that I feel. And the one way that I describe the vibration to people. I've learned over the years, because I was like, okay, you know how when you put your hand on the hood of a car while the engine's running and you can kind of feel that vibration? I said, that's what I'm feeling. He's like, I don't feel that. So now I'll tell people that if they place their fingers on their throat, and while they talk, if they could feel the vibration that their vocal cords are making on their fingers, that is the vibration I feel when I hold selenite.
Wow.
So different crystals feel different to me in my hands. Shungite, when I held shungite, which is a black crystal, when I held that one in my hand, I wanted to throw it because it was burning my hand, like uncomfortably. And I was asking a person at the crystal store, I'm like, is it supposed to burn my hand like this? They're like, no, you've got stuck energy. So just imagine your feet firmly grounded in the earth and breathe out that energy into the earth and release it. And I'm like looking at them, because this is my first experience with a crystal burning my hand, and even at a crystal store. And I'm like, oh, okay. I think I should just put this down. But shungite is another one of my favorite crystals. my go-to for grounding and protection would be black tourmaline. And I use mostly the raw black tourmaline, but I love that. That is a really good, helps to keep me grounded and feeling very safe, and then protected psychically and energetically. I love amethyst, which is purple. And that is an extremely calming stone for me. So this is one of my favorites from my anxiety when I'm feeling stressed, or I just need to chill the heck out. I take it with me on plane rides, and it also provides inner strength and clarity for your mind. So it's a nice one to meditate. All these crystals are beautiful to meditate with. They all come up with different things. One that I love to keep with me, and I actually have it in my husband's backpack for work and my daughter's soccer bag, is citrine. Citrine is golden, it's yellow, and it's the stone of joy and self-confidence. And so it also clears negative energy, but it's a stone of abundance and fortune and success. So whether it be in your business or it be in your, like, my daughter's a soccer player, so I really want her to have the confidence when she's out on that field to know that she's got this. You got this, girl. Mm-hmm. So she has that there. And then I would say the one that I use quite a bit, especially if I'm doing a podcast or a live on Facebook or Zoom, would be sodalite. Sodalite is good for your throat chakra. And I have a big one behind me. Just look at this one.
Wow, that's gorgeous. I love that. Beautiful.
Isn't that cool? So sodalite is the stone of truth and logic, and it helps with communication. So very, very, very good for the throat chakra. Even if I notice myself getting a scratchy throat or kind of a sore throat when I'm sleeping, I'll lay a sodalite stone on my throat while I sleep. I do sleep with crystals, and my husband tends to roll over on them and then has a bruise or a groove on him in the morning. And I just tell him, well, you needed it more than I did if it found its way over to you.
Love it. It was attracted to his energy and needed to balance.
That has happened because it starts, because usually, honestly, I sleep pretty flat and still because I'm used to sleeping with the crystals on me. Mm-hmm. But there are times when it'll wind up all the way on the other side of him, on the other side of the bed. And I'm just like, dude, I didn't throw it. It didn't like roll. Yeah. So I'm just like, you needed it more than I did.
I love that so much. I love your connection with the crystals. It's so beautiful. I think it's a wonderful tool to really help us and to be intentional with our day and like how we go about, and just to remind us like we're supported and we're held and like we have help. And using these little tools really can be helpful. I know for me, I really started learning about crystals when I got into Reiki, and I really didn't know much about crystals. And I just started learning about it. So if anyone's new to, you know, getting into crystals, just like pick up a book and just learn about it and educate yourself. And, you know, maybe just practice holding it. Like Michelle says, she knows she's able to make that connection with holding crystals and the vibration of them. And I do believe that there's like a certain energy for each of them that we might need in the seasons that we're in. So I know for me, like you know, like right now, I really like the blues and the greens, and that has a lot to do with the throat chakra. So I've been kind of just like working with those type of crystals, but just like developing your intuition and allowing yourself to kind of see what you're drawn to, and then creating that relationship with that crystal is a beautiful way to kind of start with that. So Michelle was really awesome with that. She taught me a lot about crystals when we got our Reiki attunement, and I just love learning about it. I think it's such a fun, beautiful tool to just use in your practice.
I love them because they're a tool to use to help balance your chakras. So, I mean, one of my favorites for the root chakra, I remember when I first started working with red jasper, that was my go-to, because when you are doing energy work, energy is flowing and it's working through you. So there's a lot of times when, and Jessica, you'll attest to this, that when we're working on a client, we've got energy coming through. When it comes through and it's pretty intense, it could kind of feel almost like a panic attack for mm-hmm. us, the practitioner. Mm-hmm. And so with breath work, and sometimes I've had to have where I have a red jasper or a black tourmaline with me to help. Okay, I am grounded. I am firmly grounded. And this energy is working through me, and I breathe through it and I breathe it out to release it and ask for it to be transmuted. So when you're moving that kind of energy, you as a practitioner really need to stay grounded, connected. Well, you're connected to the earth and you're connected to the heavens. Mm-hmm. So allowing that to flow, but just knowing like, okay, this energy is coming through. Because when I first started working with energy and it got pretty intense like that, I got scared at first. I thought, oh my goodness, am I having a panic attack? Why is this happening? And it's just the difference in energy. Mm-hmm. So as long as you can kind of work through it, breathe through it, flow through it, it's very beautiful.
I love that. Yeah, it's a great reminder. So if you're a practitioner, to allowing the crystals to help guide you, like, and you're through the whole like session. So that's beautiful. It's been amazing, Michelle. Thank you so much for being here. I think you have so much knowledge and wisdom to really share with anyone that's like in their intuitive journey, and it could be really helpful to them. So thank you, you know, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. I thought maybe we can just, I'll play some music, and Michelle and I are going to just do a little short Reiki session. We'll just send Reiki if you're wanting to receive it. This kind of channel through today, as I was getting ready to prep to meet with her, I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to do a Reiki session together. There's a little, send it to the collective, send it to whoever may just want a little encouragement or whatever it is that you're going through. The beautiful thing about Reiki is that it will flow where it needs to go. And it would just give you that support. So maybe if you're going through things emotionally, if you're going through things physically, if you're going through things in life in general, it's not really about this like big transformation. It's sometimes just that little guide that you might need in this season. You might just need some support. You might need clarity, whatever it is. So anyway, I'm going to stop talking and we're going to send the Reiki, and I'm going to just put some music on. You can close your eyes if you want to take a moment to just get grounded. Wherever you are, if you are sitting, you can sit up. If you want to lay down, take this moment to allow yourself to just be present in the moment and allow the Reiki to flow. And you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is just be present in the moment and receive. does it. Allowing yourself to just be still in the moment.
And during that session, Jessica, I felt it was a larger than life feeling of love that surrounded all of us. And the heat, I felt so much heat radiating off of the collective in a beautiful way, but the energy was just flowing in and out, and just, it was like a dance. So yeah. It was absolutely, absolutely beautiful and peaceful. So I hope everybody was able to receive and feel that peace and that love.
I felt that so much too, like all over. There was a lot of heat energy, just peace. Like I just felt a lot of peace as we were doing that together. So that was so beautiful.
Didn't you feel it like just, but like it was huge, like all encompassing?
Yeah, it just felt very dynamic. Yeah, it felt very, like it was just like a glow of like warmth, you know, like just like when I was doing that, and it just felt very peaceful and restful and supporting, you know, that energy of just being supported as a collective. I think that's, we need that support, you know, always. So it's just nice to know that we're held and loved and yeah. I'm still in like my zen here.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I'm going to be feeling this. It was just like, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be feeling this throughout my day.
Thank you,
Jessica.
Oh my gosh. Thank you again. If you wanted to share quickly before we get off about your quantum entanglement and how we can kind of connect with you after this podcast episode.
Yes. And I will give you the information for my IG and my Facebook. I think you have those. Mm-hmm. But you can find me on Instagram at divine_discovery_development. And on Facebook, it's just Michelle Swist, SWIST. And I am collaborating with an amazing team called Quantum Entanglement. You can find us at www.quantumellc.com. It's quantumellc.com. And that is an awesome space. Oh, you can also find us in the Facebook group, Love Your Life Tribe. And there are five of us right now. We're still looking for two more to join our team, but each of us have special gifts and work on a special chakra. Our gifts work with this special chakra, but we all have different gifts, and it's pretty amazing that we all get to work together collectively. And right now, this week, every week in the Love Your Life Tribe, we have trainings on Wednesdays, and it's 10 a.m. Pacific. It's 1 p.m. Eastern. But we have live trainings on Wednesday, every Wednesday, and there's some workshops, and then there's usually a masterclass. And this week, I'm going to be doing the live on Thriving as an Empath, and then the masterclass will be via Zoom on Thursday, June 16th. It's at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern, and that is Thriving as an Empath. Well, we'll talk about what being an empath is, the different types of empaths, and how to thrive as an empath. So look for us there, and I'm so excited. It's my purpose, my life's purpose, to be a channel of love and light and to guide and serve others the best that I can on their journey. So thank you for allowing me this time to spend with you, Jessica. It's been absolutely beautiful.
Oh, you're so welcome. You. I'm so glad you were able to come on. And of course, we can chat forever. We can be here for a while. But yes, thank you so much. This is beautiful. And you guys, if you have any questions on how to connect with her, you can just DM her over on Instagram, and so much good stuff she's putting out there. So thank you again, Michelle, for being here. And
thank you. Take care, everybody.
Bye.